The question for today is, can a person be lost after being saved? Well, to answer that, let's go to the Bible. What does the Bible say? That's the most important thing we have, and that's God's standard, that's God's Word. And look at John chapter 5, verse number 24, when he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Here he's speaking to a group of people, and he said, if you really are saved, in other words, you have everlasting life. The word "heareth my word" means to obey and believe. It means to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It means a work of Holy Ghost conviction has been done and completed. Therefore, they have everlasting life. Now, also the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse number 27, and 28 and 29, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." We see this word in John 5:24. He said he gives everlasting life. John chapter 10, verse 28, he says he gives eternal life. Some people try to make a difference in the words everlasting and eternal, but really they're the same word in the Greek. The word everlasting means without beginning or end, that which is always has been and always will be. In other words, it's talking about eternity, and that which has been and always will be means that's the you have the life of God in you. The God which had no beginning, no ending. The Word of God, of course, which was Jesus, who had no beginning and no ending, always was. And he's the eternal one. The Bible said in John chapter 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." And that life is the eternal life. I've asked people from time to time who believe that they can lose their salvation after being saved, what does the Bible say? And then I will say, what's the word eternal mean? And they'll say it means forever. And then when do you get the eternal life of God? Well, you get it at the point of salvation. They will tell me that. At the point you're saved. Then if you could lose that salvation after that you were saved and had and possessed eternal life, then God would be a liar. He didn't give you eternal life. Therefore, the Bible makes it very clear that you cannot lose your salvation after that you're genuinely saved, because you have eternal life and it will never end. I know that years ago when President Kennedy was shot, they put on his grave what they call the eternal flame. And the next day, God blowed it out because did not want anybody to say they had something that was eternal except him. He's the only one. God's the only one who has something eternal. Therefore, that's the eternal life that man has when they're saved. Also, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit at the point of salvation. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter number 1, verse 13 and 14, "In whom," meaning the Lord Jesus, "in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory." This verse is connected also with Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30, where we find that Paul also told the church, the saints at Ephesus, and he says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption." That day of redemption means at the time when your body will be redeemed from this earth. You'll be caught up to be with the Lord forevermore, and you're sealed until then. So therefore, a person, as we read this scripture and understand this, he has eternal life. That within itself says you cannot be saved, lost after being saved. There's no way you can do that. He also said that you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. You're in the hand of the Son. You're in the hand of the Father. And no man can pluck you out of the hand of the Father. For you to come out and be lost after being saved, then either someone or somebody would have to come and break the seal of the Holy Ghost of God who has all power. He'd also have to break you out of the hand of God, the hand that actually put the stars out into space. and pluck you out of the hand of the sun. And there's no way that can happen. Somebody says, no man can pluck you out. That means no one else, but you can pluck yourself out. Well, you're a man, and it means human being. Whether woman or man, you're a human being, and you cannot pluck yourself out of the hand of God. And who would want to be plucked out of the hand of God once they've been saved? Nobody would ever want that anyway. And so, therefore, it's depending upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's His life that you have. It's His righteousness you've got to have to enter in. And, of course, those who believe that you can lose your salvation after being saved, they're depending upon works for their salvation. And in fact, all religions upon the face of the earth, it doesn't matter what you name them, whether it's even called other religions besides Christianity, everybody is depending and can be categorized in two categories of the religion. You either have a due religion or a done salvation. The done salvation is that Jesus paid it all. And in other words, you're saved by grace through faith, that not of your... in other words, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 said. In other words, it's not by works, but it's by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary when He died and paid our sin debt that we might have life. Whenever the Holy Ghost does the work in us and brings us to that place, then man is saved. He's sealed. He's in the hand of the Son. He's in the hand of the Father. And he cannot be plucked out. And he can't even pluck himself out because it's not dependent upon you. He's got the eternal life of God within. And so, therefore, every other religion that believes in works is a due religion. And all those people will wind up in the lake of fire because they're depending upon either works to get them saved or works to keep them saved. And so, therefore, it's not what they are teaching is not correct. It's not according to the Bible. The Bible clearly, plainly says, in a sense, that a person cannot be lost after he has actually been saved. Now, the opponents of that who believe you can be lost after that you're saved, they'll use such scripture as we talk about in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 4, where we find that he uses this scripture when he says here in Galatians 5, 4, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. They use that phrase, the falling from grace, and they use that to say, well, looky there, a man can fall from grace. And by that term, many so-called religions today mean they can be lost after they have been saved. But the thing about it is, what is in context, what's Paul saying? He's writing to the saints at Galatia who had a problem. They were removed from the gospel. Now, there's many people who said they were saved, were not saved, but Paul always gave them the benefit of the doubt. But yet, as he would write to them, he would bring an examination verse up on them. In other words, to examine what they had. I know he told the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 13, 5, to examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. And so, therefore, he's calling for examination throughout the books of the Bible. You say you are saved? Well, let's look what the Bible says, in essence, Paul would say, and it would call for examination. And he said, here, if you who are justified by the law are... if you are tried to be justified by the law, you're fallen from grace. Now, we could take a doctrine to that and mean if a person tries to be saved or justified in the sight of God as far as the work of justification, then he has ceased to let the grace of God be operating in his life, and he's fallen from grace. But in context, he's talking to those who had already been justified as far as salvation was concerned, but they were trying to use the law to sanctify their daily lives. In other words, they were trying to, by the law, to have a just daily living before God, and they were ceasing to let the grace of God operate in their lives. And therefore, Paul told them, ye are fallen from grace. You're ceasing to let the grace of God operating in your life. It has nothing to do with losing your salvation after that you are saved. Our problem today, these who believe that you've got to, you can fall from grace, they are kind of like a story I heard. And of course, it's just a story. That's all it is. But the boy was going to elope with a girl named Grace. And he went up he was going to slip her out of the second story window. And he put a ladder up to the second story window. And he climbed the ladder, got almost to the top, going to get Grace and elope and get married. And then all at once, Grace pushed the ladder. from her, and he and Latter and all fell from grace because he never had grace. And so those who believe that they can lose their salvation after being saved have to really check out where they were really at. They were never really saved. Another verse the opponents use is Revelation chapter 3, verse number 5, where he said here to the church at Sardis, he said, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life." In other words, he's saying, he that overcometh, he that is saved by the grace of God, I'll not blot them out of the book of life. He'll never be blotted out. In fact, that is a good security verse for the saints of God. But people use that sense, see there, you can be blotted out of the book of life, or the Lord would never say that. Well, we dealt with this some time ago on a question is, when's your name placed in the book of life? You see, your name's placed there when you're conceived, as far as the actuality carrying that out. And you can look at that message on that, if you please. But your name's placed there. You're safe till you reach the knowledge of accountability. And when you reach the knowledge of accountability, then your name is subject to being blotted out of the book of life. And yet, when you're saved, it's permatized in the book and laminated by the blood. And as a result, here he said, you've overcome, it'll not be blotted out. So really, the verses they use, if they'll just rightly divide, you'll have no problem with them to see that a man cannot be lost after being saved. Now, some say, preacher, that once saved, always saved doctrine is a Baptist doctrine. Well, I want to tell you, it's not Baptist. It's Bible doctrine. But the problem in most Baptist churches today is that most Baptists believe that easy believism profession that they made gave them eternal life, and yet there's no change in their lifestyle. They're not saved, is what it amounts to. And people look at them and say, well, that's Christianity. I don't want it. But in fact, they'll die and go to hell, not because they fell from grace or lost their salvation, as some say, but they were never saved. So I ask the question again, can a person be lost after being saved? And I'll have to answer with an emphatic no. He cannot be lost after being saved. Why? That's what the Bible says. In other words, as we look at the Bible and think about what the Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse number 4, he said, "Let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sins, and mightest overcome when thou art judged." Let God be true, and every man a liar. Can a person be lost after being saved? And the answer we'll have to give you is no. If they've been genuinely saved, they'll not be lost. But the problem is too many are not genuinely saved, and therefore they will not be in heaven one day. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.